Good morning. Spain reported 2,935 new coronavirus infections yesterday, the highest number since lockdown ended, and up from 1,690 recorded the previous day, although officials argued the situation remained manageable. The Madrid region, which failed to report its data on Wednesday due to technical difficulties, led the tally with 842 new infections in the 24 hours, followed by the Basque country with 545 cases. The number of known cases keeps rising in Spain, but it is a mild rise that allows the implementation of control measures, so the health emergency coordinator Fernando Simón told reporters, adding that the localised outbreaks did not amount to a second wave of infections that many expect in the autumn. He said more than half of the infected people showed no symptoms. The ministry also said 70 people have died over the past 7 days, bringing the death toll from the virus to 28,605. The Canary Islands became Spain's second region to all but ban smoking in the streets yesterday as part of measures to stop a resurgence of the virus, and other regions are considering a similar ban. Smoking will be banned when people cannot maintain a 2 metre distance between each other on the islands. Authorities also imposed new restrictions, including the use of masks in public at all times and a limit of 10 people in gatherings and restrictions on nightclub capacity. The region of Galicia imposed a similar ban on smoking on Wednesday. Officials in both regions said smoking in public places, such as outdoor bar terraces or simply in the street with other pedestrians close, represents a high risk of infection. 12 out of 19 people suffering from meningitis in Sevilla province have tested positive for Nile fever, with the remaining 7 sample results still pending. 17 of the 19 cases tested are hospitalised, with 7 currently in intensive care. Nile fever is transmitted by mosquito bites, prompting regional authorities in Andalusia to recommend people install mosquito nets and screens in their homes. The West Nile fever virus produces only mild flu-like symptoms in most cases. However, in a small percentage, it can lead to serious complications with potentially fatal consequences. Originally from Africa, the disease has spread in Europe, Asia, and North America. Several cases have been spotted in Spain over the past decade. The virus belongs to the same strand as the Zika virus, which caused outbreaks in North and South America in 2015 and 2018. And hundreds of people were evacuated from a hotel on the Costa Blanca yesterday because of a major fire. A large column of smoke and flame started from the car park of a hotel in Benicassim in Castellón at around midday. The fire forced the 260 guests to be evacuated, and 2 men were taken to hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation. The fire broke out on the ground floor next to the hotel cafeteria. 8 fire crews were mobilised, and according to the firefighters, the large column of smoke caused panic amongst beachgoers. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.